This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record-keeping purposes.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Hey, Noel, this is Anthony at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Yo, what's going on, man? How's your weekend?
Not much. It was great. I went surfing on yesterday, and then I went out with some friends on Saturday and Friday night. So, all in all, I can't complain. It was nice.
So how are you, yourself? God damn it.
How was your weekend?
Not surfing.
No?
My weekend was good. Unfortunately, the little one has been sick, mostly just... She has a stomach virus, as I with the doctor and found out. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, comes with little ones. Man, you guys were surfing in November?
I know, isn't that crazy? We do have to wear wetsuits and things like that, but... You know, all that stuff. But maybe in the next... I know, it's a tragedy, right? But, maybe next
life's
time
hard
around,
over there.
Yeah, next time you're in San Diego, you have to go surfing. I'm not sure.
You know what the funny thing is? I went 3 times to San Diego this year to visit you guys, and not one time did I actually even come close to the beach. Just because I got work to do, and I have other accounts that I had to visit and whatever. It's been all just on the work tip, but next time I'm gonna at least get 2 hours to just a daytime. I don't know. I gotta do that. Maybe I'll go with you guys. That way I can say I'm doing work.
That'd be perfect. We'll have a business meeting right in the middle of the water, so that way we'll be taking care of business and you'll be surfing.
That's not bad. I like it. you sold me.
Okay.
Anyway, what's happening?
So I just had a quick question about the OFIs with executive pricing. I know there's been a few weird situations when they've been in those 5 states like California, North Dakota, and Nevada, and but this particular approval we got executive pricing, and it's in Florida, so it's not in one of those 5 states. I was just wondering if I can get a little bit of an explanation on how the OFI works with the executive pricing.
Exact stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. So let me pull up the deal. Great Southern. Just pop this up.
In this way, I figured we would just have it from now on, so we won't have to keep going back and forth with this OFI stuff in the future.
Sure. In the cases with OFIs, it's always it's going to be different than with Carta Special. So how it works, but I know because whenever I email the executive pricing, is always going to be a little different. More or less, you've probably seen that it's going to be around the same. Such as the 12-month will be 118, max up to 123, whatever. But there are certain deals that we can't go that deep in, and then there are other deals that maybe we can cut even deeper. So that's why we still have to get finance to approve it. So then whenever we get executive pricing, it's under the assumption that, so the rates that we have, so in the email I sent on Friday, I think the 11th, so where I was saying same rules apply. Basically, if we waive the origination fee, then the buy rate would have to move up 2 points to compensate for the 2.5 fee OFI waiver, because we already got a pretty deep cut for going with executive.
Okay.
So in this case, it'd be a 1.2. You guys sold the 1.26, 1.29, max sell the 3. In the case of that, if we wanted to do no fee, it would be moving up the buy rate 2 points, so it'd be a 1.28, and then max sell 1.31, paying 3. Likewise, if you waived half of the OFI with the same executive pricing, it'd be instead of a 1.26, it would be a 1.27, and then 3 points on top thereafter. So I know I've sent it the email for executive pricing a lot of times. So usually I've just been shorthanding and saying, hey, same rules apply as usual. So that's long and short of it. That's a scoop. So if executive pricing has to have the OFIs intact, and then if we waive half of it, it'd be 1 point adjusted up on the buy rate, and then if we waive the full amount of it, then it'd be 2 points up on the buy rate from there.
Okay. We have to bump. So it makes sense. So it is a 2.5 OFI though for that for the executive. Are we talking about the executive pricing, or are we talking about the special pricing?
Well, it's always 2.5%. Our OFI is always 2.5%. It's just okay. When we give a waiver like that, the best we can get with finance. So typically, finance wants us to do like to take out commission points or like do it the half, whatever. But we're usually allowed to kind of round down, so to speak. Where instead of, we're waiving 2.5% of the fee, instead of it, us moving the buy rate up 2.5 points to compensate, we can just move up 2 points. That half point we eat on our end, and then take it from there.
Okay, and I remember there was a situation where there's a 4% O fee. Was that just because it was 24 months?
Correct. So okay. 24 and 36 months, those are going to be for our OnDeck Select program. Those are have higher fees. Just because of the 100% prepayment clause we have in there.
Okay.
Because it's like a traditional. So even if we had an OnDeck Select deal, I think we did one where we did 18 months instead of 24. We were able to do a 2.5% O fee on that one. Or I forget, it may have been a renewal. Technically, we went a lower. I think we did a 1.25 because of the renewal. It was kind of a nuanced one. But long and short of it, if it's 18 months or lower, then it's 2.5 fee unless there's a renewal benefit piece of it. Again, Select kind of throws a wrench in it, because there's like a weird. So disregard that. That was an outlier. But long and short of it, 24 to 36 months would have 4% because that's via Select. Anything. Okay. 18 months or shorter would be 2.5%.
2.5 fee. Okay. So can I just give you a quick example? This executive pricing is OnDeck approved for $250K at a 1.32 with 5 points in 18 months. If they were to waive the full O fee, then it would be a 1.34 sell rate?
Paying 5, correct.
Paying 5, okay.
Yep, instead of the 1.27, it would just raise the buy rate up to, and then 5 points on top. So 1.29 buy, exec buy, and then 1.34 max sell.
Okay, and so for the executive pricing 3 points, it would be a 1.31 if we waived the full OFI.
Correct.
And it would be a 1.30 if we waived half the OFI.
Yes, correct, exactly. So
okay.
It'd be going from a 1.26 exec buy, then if it was half fee, then we raise the buy rate by 1.27, 1.30 max sell, and then if you weigh the full thing, then it would be raised 2, so 1.28, 1.31 max sell, paying 3.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Noel. You're working miracles, my friend.
No worries, and I know there's a lot of moving pieces with this kind of stuff. So, always feel free to shoot me an email to clarify. That way, because I know a lot of time when you're re-communicating stuff to sales, things get lost in translation. So I get it. So always feel free to shoot us an email to confirm that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the overall rule as far as for any exec price. It's just that OP has to be intact, and then raised by 1, raised by 2 if it's a half fee or a full fee waiver.
Okay, and the half would be 1.25 O fee, correct?
Correct. It'd be 1.525 O fee, but we'd only adjust the buy rate up 1 point.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, thank you, Noel. I appreciate it.
No worries, man. I'm jealous.
Yes, I wasn't trying to make you jealous, but I'm sure
at
least you guys get the seasons out there. You guys get the snow. It's a cool that you get that Christmas vibe.
It's the grass is greener kind of thing,
Yeah.
Enjoy. Sounds fun, and till the next deal. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. And then our next business meeting, right? We'll make sure we'll schedule in the ocean.
That's right. I'm sure we should definitely put that as a high priority.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Hi, man. Take it easy.
You too. Bye.